Good evening and welcome to This Week in Football by the makers of Low Limit Football. Tonight, co-hosted with the folks at These Football Times and SemperInter.com. I am your host, Joe Uccello. Joining me tonight, as always, is Mr. Roberto Rojas. How are you tonight, sir?
I'm doing well, Joe.
Good, good.
Go, Robbie. Go, Robbie.
And let's let him in because he's cutting in. Mr. Jim Hart from These Football Times. Jim, what's going on? How's things tonight?
I'm sitting here in lovely Denver, Colorado, sweating my gonads off.
Drinking a Modelo Negro. That's right. But last but certainly not least is the immortal Nima Tavale from SemperInter.com. Nima, what's going on?
Far too kind, Jim. Far too kind. Far too kind, Joe, Jim, everyone. Hi, everybody. How's everyone?
Good. So, beautiful. So just I want to give a quick little background on what we're doing tonight. And this is, I'm kind of stealing a little bit of an idea from Grumpy Pundits and the football show on SiriusXM FC, where they had a draft of where they could draft the best players and make a team. I thought that we should do something like that. We can draft players, but we can take it a step further because Rob, and we're known, especially being sports, Jeremy St. Louis will attest to this, we've simulated matches over and over again over the years. So what Rob's going to do is Rob is going to take our teams of superstars that we're going to draft and simulate them. He's going to do a round-robin home-on-home of the teams. Then he's going to do a semifinal between the first and fourth-place team and the second and third-place team. He's going to do a final. And then he's going to come back and report to us in a couple of weeks and let us know who won our little all-star tournament that we've decided to create tonight. So tonight we wanted to bring you the draft. We wanted to record the draft, bring it to you so you guys know who got what, and then you can criticize us to your heart's content once we get these names out on the list. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Nima, because Nima, and just want to go through the draft order real quick. Nima's got the first pick, Jim second, Rob third, I'm fourth, and we're going to do an ABCD, DCBA type of draft rotation until we draft all 11 positions on our pitch in this particular tournament. So we don't have to decide how we want to play formations. We can decide that after. We can let Rob know after or at the end of the show. Because we may have to change what we're doing based on our drafting and who's stealing players from us at this point in time. So, Nima, you got the first pick, which Rob and I decided last night. We drew lots, and believe it or not, we did it blindly. And you picked the first pick. So, with the first pick in the Low Limit Football, These Football Times, SemperInter.com, All-Star Tournament Draft.
Who would you like to select? These Football
Times. Didn't I say These Football Times?
No.
What did I say?
You said everything Whatever. But These Football Times. It doesn't matter. Keep going.
Nima pick.
Well, Nima's got to say what kind of formation he's running and who he's representing and all that good stuff, right?
You want to do that?
All right, let's do it. So, Nima, well, I guess we can do that when you've got the first pick. You can you can say what kind of formation you plan on trying to play and what you're looking for and then give us the first name. Or did Nima already fall asleep?
Sorry, I'm here. I was disconnected. I'm a big fan of the 4-2-3-1 formation. And also, given how Spalletti is taking over my dear Inter, I think I got to stick to my guns here. 4-2-3-1 is my preferred formation. And I'm going to, I guess we're starting with the goalkeepers from the back to the two.
No. You can start wherever you want.
You can pick anybody.
Anybody you want in the world.
Okay. I thought we were doing formation wise. Okay.
No, anywhere.
Okay. Well, I'm a conservative in only one area, and that's football. So for me, a team starts with a goalkeeper, and I'm going to pick Manuel Neuer of Bayern Munich. I think he's a complete goalkeeper. Everyone knows, you know, he has his record speaks for himself, but I also like the fact that he's almost like a third central defender in his rushing out and his reading of the game. So it's Manuel Neuer for me.
Wow. That is a shock pick.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Wow.
We've got that. The goalkeeper's position is set for Nima. Let's go over to Jim, sir. Give us a 2-second rundown on your formation and everything.
Well, clearly, since Italian managers are the greatest in the world, and me being a Chelsea fan, I am lining up in a 3-4-3, the brilliant invention of my man, Antonio Conte. And having won the, you know, the Serie A with a three-man backfield, having won the Premier League in his first season with a three-man backfield, being the conservative coach I am, and defense first is what I believe in. With my first pick, I take Leo Messi.
Ooh,
Leo Messi.
Perhaps you've heard of him?
Just a little.
I've heard he plays soccer. Not exactly a central defender. That's where I thought you were going, but but maybe you know, with Conte at the helm, you know, he can convert anybody. So I think you've got a budding young center back in your midst there. So Mr. Rojas, you are up next with the third pick overall.
Yes, the formation that I will pick is going to be one of the formations that have revolutionized world football. Not pioneered, but I obviously made popular by the great Pep Guardiola. You know, I'm going to go for the 4-3-3. You know, the 4-3-3 that remained successful for Spain, for various clubs in Spain that leveled their success for various years. And I think it's right to start off with someone who is really endured, really loved by a lot of people. And it's been in the news lately for certain things that we will talk about later. My first pick in this team is going to be Mr. CR7 Cristiano Ronaldo.
I've got to say, I am so grateful that you took him, because I had a plan coming into this draft. I figured Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo were going to be off the board. And I had two picks, and I clearly decided in my heart of hearts who I wanted for my two picks. And if Messi or Ronaldo were going to be there, I was in trouble. So I'm so glad you took him off the board, because now I had some trouble. You guys have anything to say about that, you know, Nima or Jim?
Yeah, I wrote CR7 down before Rob stopped talking.
Yeah, I would have too. So... All right, gentlemen, so I guess I'm up, right? And
yes,
for me, before Mr. Antonio Conte went to Chelsea and made the 3-4-3 famous, he instituted this little formation called the 3-5-2 at Juventus, which Allegri also took to, but has since converted over. But I personally fell in love with the 3-5-2 formation because I like how it controls a midfield, and it allows a defensive midfielder to really, you know, be in charge of that central defense. So it also allows those wing players to be a part of the defense and really help out with the offensive attack. Now, I have both the fourth and the fifth picks, and I'm a firm believer in building the spine of your formation to make sure that centrally you are you're strong. So for me, I want to have one of the best attacking midfielders I can think of, and one of the best defensive midfielders I can think of, and really start to build that spine. So with the fourth pick, I am going to stick true to my Juventus roots, and I am going to pick Paulo Dybala as my attacking midfielder. And Jim, I'm going to break your heart, but with the fifth pick in this draft, I am going to take N'Golo Kanté from Chelsea as my defensive midfielder. I can't think of a better one. I would lean Casemiro, but it's hard to argue with a man that has won two EPL titles with two different teams in the last 2 years, and that man is N'Golo Kanté. So I am taking N'Golo Kanté with my other pick. So Rob, I'm sending it back to you, sir.
Yes, you did break my fucking heart, you bastard.
I just gotta say, I used to be a fan of the 3-5-2 until Walter Mazzarri came to Inter and destroyed everything. And play, you know, for me, that's just got a poisonous ring to it. It's got a poisonous brand. His anti-football that he played with Inter 3-5-2, I don't want to see it on the pitch again. It should be death penalty with that if you play that.
it's about constructing it correctly, though. I mean, it's about playing it with the right players, and I don't think Mazzarri had the right players to really perform it. And let's be honest, Mazzarri's not Conte, he's not Allegri either, right? I mean,
you mean the guy who blames diarrhea and rain when losing games is not on the same level as Conte? Whatever do you mean, Joe? Whatever do you mean?
Nima's just a guess.
So, oh my God.
So, Mr. Rob, we are on pick number 6, my friend. What would you like to do?
Well, I think I'm going to stick for the attack because I feel that is the way to win games. You have to have a solid attack. Having said that, I'm going to pick a player who has always been considered as one of the best in the world. Maybe not as seriously as someone who is playing in La Liga or in the Premier League, but is clearly dominating the Bundesliga. The team is going to be Bayern Munich, and my pick is the Polish wonder man known as Robert Lewandowski.
That's a great pick. He's very high on my depth chart. How about you guys?
Well, that was my next pick.
You're really in a lot of trouble, man. That's for sure.
No. I'm not in any trouble.
No. All right. Well, then let's go to you, sir. You've got your second pick, and that is 2, 4, 6, 7th overall. Who do you got?
Well, I've got another highly defensive pick for you right here. Mm-hmm. And that comes all the way from the jungles of Brazil. Mr. Neymar.
Hey.
I had a feeling. I was looking at that name, and I was like, how is that guy still on the list? I don't know, but okay. There you go, Mr. Neymar. Jim going with a very heavy Barcelona-type flavor there. So, Nima, over to you, sir, with the 8th and 9th picks, by the way.
Yeah, I'm going to play a 4-2-3-1, as mentioned, and it's very important that my team functions in its central line. And in order for it to do that, I need a striker who can win the ball as well as score ridiculous goals, as well as being a genius, just all-round genius. And his name is obviously Zlatan Ibrahimovic as the center forward.
Wow. He's a wonderful pick. You know, and coming off the ACL injury, I think people would be crazy to write him off right now. I think he's a phenomenal striker. One of, you know, just really a physical specimen. And certainly somebody worth taking there. So now you've got the 9th pick as well. So who you got there?
I'm going to have as my number 10 role, the central attacking midfielder in the 4-2-3-1, mm-hmm. is going to be Mr. James Rodriguez, who's a player who I absolutely adore. I think he's for me a very classic number 10. And he's what he did at the World Cup, and I think what he can do, his ability. I love the guy. I just don't think that he's been able to show that at Real Madrid. But I think that whoever gets him has signed a world-class player. So for me, it's James Rodriguez feeding Zlatan up front.
I had him on my depth chart as well. So, Jim, if you want to add 2 cents before you want to give me your pick, your next pick.
You know, Nima disappointed me with those two picks. Those guys weren't even on my depth chart.
Little Jimmy Rodriguez wasn't there?
Oh, James is nothing. He's been nothing since the World Cup.
I think we got a little
doesn't scare me.
I think we got a little bit of a rivalry starting here with these top teams.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this tournament starting.
So I am actually going defensive this time, and I'm shocked that this player is still on the board with, what is it, the 10th pick, 9th pick, whatever?
Yeah.
Central back from the Carlo Ancelotti's side, Mr. Jerome Boateng.
Hey. I definitely had
he was on my list.
Oh, yeah, mine too.
He's a good player.
I'm pretty stunned that he's still on the list.
No, he's an incredible central defender. I'm not surprised because, I mean, we've got some pretty big players taken so far, but certainly would have expected him to go at this point. So that's a great pick. Rob, on to you, sir, with the, 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11th pick.
Yep, my 11th pick is, and I figured that it would be right to finish off the four, Ronaldo, Lewandowski, both on the right and one in the center forward position. I think it's right to pick a player who was in the news for a long time, but has clearly been one of the best players in the world, obviously for the French national team and as well as Atletico Madrid. My pick is Antoine Griezmann.
You know, he's not even on my depth chart.
Neither am I.
What?
Yeah.
He was on mine.
I didn't have him on my depth chart at all. And I'm actually, because I've got the next two picks, one of mine was going to be one of my strikers. So I'm kind of excited right now. So I've got, what is this, 3, 6, 9, 10, 11. I've got 12 and 13. So for the 12th pick, and I'm surprised this guy is still there. you know, Mr. Chomper himself, Luis Suarez. Mm-hmm. As I'm going to take him as one of my two strikers that I'm going to need in my formation eventually. But again, like I had said, the great teams are built around an incredibly solid spine. And Jerome Boateng would have been my second choice, Jim, in this particular spot. But I'm sticking true again to my Juventus roots. And I am taking Leo Bonucci with my as one of my central defenders. Certainly no stranger to the 3-5-2. And I think he'll do very well there. So Leo Bonucci with my fourth pick overall. So Rob,
that's a great pick. Yep, that's a great pick.
Great pick. My pick is going to be, as you mentioned, Joe, every team does need a good spine. And I'm surprised no one has yet to pick someone in goal. But clearly I'm going to take off something straight out of Joe's loyalty and pick one of the greatest goalkeepers in the world and maybe even of all time. He was instrumental for this season for Juventus, as he always is. My pick is Gigi Buffon in goal.
And there he goes off my list right there. So.
Is everyone afraid of Raiola even in like the in like this you know our virtual side? So no one wants to mess with Donnarumma because they're afraid of what he's going to disturb the dressing room or what?
No. The key is
he's not rated high enough yet.
In our draft, money is no object. So. It doesn't matter. Mino Raiola is going to get as much money as the player we signed from him. And he won't have to worry about it.
That'll make him really happy.
So, Jim, over to you, sir, with your fourth pick overall.
That's why I'm taking the man, the master, the legend in the making, Thibaut Courtois.
All right. And now I guess that's going to leave me with a goalkeeper. I'm going to have to figure out who the hell I want, but he's a great choice. And I would say that you had to have somebody,
Jack Butland.
Chelsea. Yeah. So Nima, you've got now your fourth and fifth picks.
Me?
Yeah. Who do you?
Yeah, you're up, Nima.
You're up, sir.
Yeah. I'm going to go for my central midfield pairing, and I'm going to go with Mr. Paul Pogba. I think he'll be teammate with James Rodriguez next season, and hopefully even Ibrahimovic at Man United. So I'm going to go with Mr. Paul Pogba, and he's going to be joined by Casemiro from Real Madrid.
Great pick. Oh, boy. He is a great pick. He's an incredible central midfielder, a bulldog defensively. Juve learned that one and can score goals. So I think he's a wonderful pick, personally. And it was funny when we talked about the bench parts of it. Casemiro could be a guy that would be a bench guy. Or James Rodriguez, if you chose Real Madrid's bench, those guys could potentially be on those benches. So
exactly.
And it's also a testament to what Zidane did, rotating players so much this year, in Europe, getting himself to the Champions League title and the La Liga title. So. Jim, over to you, sir, with your fifth pick overall.
Well, I'm sticking with another center back for my three center backs, and that's going to be Thiago Silva.
He's very high on my list as well, because you and I both need three center backs, so he's a great pick. I think a little on the underrated side, after he had fallen out with Brazil there, what Dunga did. I think I'm glad to see him kind of, inching his way back up the title, the list. So, Rob, over to you, sir.
I'm going to also go for another center back. Obviously, someone who has been instrumental for this team's campaign in the Champions League and as well as in La Liga. I'm going to pick the
Let me guess. Hold on. Let me guess. Can I guess?
Go ahead.
Sergio Ramos.
No.
Ooh. No!
No, Ooh. It's not. No. It's Sergio Ramos. Is it really?
It's Sergio Ramos?
Yes, it is.
All right. So, Sergio Ramos.
You are such a Real Madrid slut.
He's always good for a late goal and a yellow card. So,
or a red card.
Or a red card. Either way, he's not picky. And I got to cross him off my depth chart, too, because I had him in here as well. Where is he here? Sergio Ramos. Yep, and Thiago Silva's got to go as well. So now for me, I've got two picks ahead of me here, huh? And I've got to look over what I need. I need some wing midfielders. I need at least another center back. So I'm going to take another center back to start. And I'm not sure which one I want to take. I do know why I want to take. I want to take, for one of my center backs, Diego Godin.
Damn it.
He was on my list.
You know, the Uruguayan is an incredible defender, and I think he would fit really well in this particular formation. So I'm going to get rid of him there, and I've got to start looking at my wing backs. And my wing midfielders, I'm not sure where I want to go. I'm just looking over my list of my depth list here real quick. You know, I think he's probably going to be good enough to play in this formation since he did before. If I'm trying to remember, I believe on the left side, I am going to go with my left midfielder, Arturo Vidal.
Yeesh.
I'm going to go with him. I think, and he's also having a great tournament in the Confederations Cup. So I think he'll be used to this particular formation, and I think he'll do very well. So, Rob, did I take somebody you wanted?
No, but I'm happy that you didn't, because my pick is going to be a player who is clearly destined for a wonderful career. Whether as if he stays in this country or not will depend on further on what's going to happen. But my pick is going to be a diminutive Italian, someone who has been instrumental for PSG's success, and it's going to be Marco Verratti.
Nice. I could have taken Verratti, and I wanted, as a playmaker, I wanted Dybala instead of him, but a fantastic, fantastic player. You know, I'm going to ask you guys, especially you, Nima, any news of him moving out of PSG at the moment? I know there's been plenty of rumors.
Yeah, he's been saying a lot of stuff that would indicate that he's not very happy with his situation at PSG, given that he feels that he wants to win the Champions League. Winning the French League and League Cups, etc., is not what he wants to do. And since joining PSG, he's yet to play in the last four, even, to go past that quarterfinal stage. So he wants guarantees from PSG. He wants them to sign a superstar in order to believe in the project. So I think it will be very, very difficult to sign any PSG players because they're richer than God. They don't need to sell.
Right.
So, you know, they got more money than God. So I think if it does happen, it will be Barcelona or Real Madrid who break the bank for him.
Yeah, you need somebody that has a bank to break at that point to be able to pry him away. So the list of teams are very, very small. But Barca, I know Barca's been linked to him. I know Juve tried to get him a couple of times. I don't think the Juve thing is going to work out. So it'd be interesting to see if Barca does break the bank and go get him. So, Mr. Jim, your sixth pick in this draft.
All right, I'm going for my left winger here.
All right.
And it is Mr. Alaba.
Ah, David Alaba, great pick. One of the highest rated wingers out there. So I think I toyed with the idea of taking him over Vidal. I just had the soft spot for Arturo Vidal, and that's why I took him. But Alaba is probably one of the best ones out there, that's for sure. So
fantastic player. Absolutely fantastic player.
He's brilliant. I love him.
Yeah, wonderful.
Admire this guy so much.
Yeah, he's a real engine for the club, and he's just, I mean, he runs that wing like no one else. I just love that player.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. So, Nima, I'm going to throw it back over to you. You've got the next two picks, my friend.
Right. Well, I've basically, with these two picks, I'm going to take my two central defenders to finish my skeleton, my central skeleton in my team, and it's going to be. I'm very, I like this. As I said, I'm not conservative in life, but I'm very conservative in football. I believe in having one almost dumb, crazy, violent Materazzi type defender next to elegant, intelligent Nesta Maldini Cannavaro kind of guy who can you know decide, tell him what to do. So I'm going to go.
Materazzi is one of my favorite players of all time.
Mm. Yeah.
How can anyone not like Marco Materazzi? I mean, come on. The guy is just, come on.
Zidane's not too fond of him.
You got to love the guy.
Zidane doesn't like him.
Yeah, sorry?
Zidane doesn't like him.
No.
Yeah, Zidane.
Yeah, exactly. I'm with Jim all the way, as always. I'm with Jim on this one. I think Zidane needs to kind of, he needs to act his age a little bit. You know, he lost his head.
Yeah.
Trash talk in the football pitch has been happening since day one, and it will happen until the end of time. So, yeah, no, but I'm going to go with a German-Italian combo with Giorgio Chiellini being the mean guy, the Materazzi type I told you, just spoke about. And joining him will be the intelligent thinker in the defense. And given the Bayern Munich connection, it's Mr. Mats Hummels.
Oh, I was going to take him with my pick.
Hummels.
Yeah.
Great pick. Both great picks.
I was going to take Hummels with my next pick, too. Either one of those two, and you got them both. Ah, that stinks. That's a no good. So,
well, I'm gonna finish my wing selection, actually. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to piss Joe off with this pick.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to take a Real Madrid player.
Oof. I don't like this.
Isco.
Ooh.
Wow. That he's... You hear my pen crossing the name off my list now. Thank you very much. Oh man,
that's a good player.
That is an incredible player. Great pick.
I just think with Alaba on one wing and Isco on the other wing,
you guys
are toast.
Oh, well, you got to get by our defense. You got to get by our defense. I've got some bruisers. Good luck.
Hello, Boateng and Silva. Hello, Courtois in the goal.
Ish.
I didn't pick
good luck, boys.
Yet. You're not going to like this pick, though.
All right, Rob, go ahead. What do you got?
Well, I figured, I think it would be smart to have a partner for Sergio Ramos, be someone who has equally won as many titles as he has, both for club and country. I think he's definitely one of the greatest center backs of this generation. Definitely not in the out of the spotlight with his famous wife. I'm going to pick Gerard Piqué.
As soon as you started talking, I knew that's who you were taking. Definitely Gerard Piqué is a huge, huge pick up there. And think about it, guys. We're 28 players in. I'm going to pick player number 28, and guys like Piqué are still there. And I'm looking at my depth chart here, and I'm like, oh, my God, I probably have two more players that I can really stun you guys with. So you know what? Let's stun you guys. I am going to go with, as my seventh pick overall, pick number 28 in this draft, I'm playing him a little bit out of position, but not much, in the midfield, in my central midfield. I'm going to take Toni Kroos.
Oof.
That's what I'm going to go with, because Kroos will give me a little more defense than the other option that I had, which was Luka Modric. And now that my midfield's pretty much full, I can tell you guys that. But my third defender, and I think is going to be another nice, big, bruising body, as if Godin and Bonucci wouldn't rough you up and up, is Toby Adderville from Tottenham Hotspur. I think he's going to be that third big body on the back for me that is just going to absolutely kill it, physically and, verbally. So... Toby Adderweireld with my other picks. So I'm just going to write that down. AD. The problem is spelling his last name on my list. I'm just kind of writing it out here real quick. Okay, Rob, back over to you, sir, with your eighth pick.
Sure. My eighth pick is going to be someone who really hasn't shown too much for a certain Mr. Zidane. No, it was not James Rodriguez because of his obviously being taken by Nima, but it's someone who is equally as strong, has demonstrated year in, year out, and is incredible that, many people would like to talk bad about him on a daily basis, but he's just been proving everyone wrong with his performances. My pick is going to be the Welsh master, Gareth Bale.
Gareth, and I knew that if I left him out there, because I was going to take him in my next run, if I left him out there, he was going to be gone. And there he goes right away. So the question is, can Bale remain healthy in your formation? I guess that's a big question. Jim, over
I mean, I was going to, sorry, maybe I was asleep or something, but like, did you pick two there, Joe?
Yeah,
like,
I did.
Which ones did you
pick? I took Tony Kroos and Toby Adderfield.
Ah, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, those are my two. So, cool. Yeah, and then Rob took Bale, and it's over to Jim.
All right. I'm going to finish my three-man, elegant, incredibly athletic, amazingly smart, high football IQ back three. So I've already got Thiago Silva. I've got Jerome Boateng. And on the left side, that three-man pairing, the amazing, the incredible, Felipe Luis.
Ooh,
that's a good, that's a great pick, because he can also play a little further out wide and help out in the attack. So that is a great pick. He's certainly of the three, probably the most attacking-minded, right? If you look at them between Boateng, Alaba, and Luis, I might say that Luis is probably the most attacking-minded of the three. So that would certainly to help out in the attack for you, Jim. Nima, over to you, sir, with your eighth and ninth picks.
Right. Before I pick, I got to ask you guys, because the guy who I want to pick is he's hung up his boots after this season, but he's still active on FIFA, and that's the amazing Philipp Lahm. Yeah. Is it allowed to pick him, or is he off limits?
Rob, no, I think he's still available, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's just a free agent in this place.
Right, because the transfer window doesn't open until July 1st, and last I checked, today's the 27th. So
right, so yeah, you can still use him.
He's still not retired.
Great.
Yet.
So. That's great, because I think Philipp Lahm, since the first time I saw him, I've loved this guy. I think he's a fantastic right fullback. And joining him on the left-hand side is the only Barcelona player in my team. It's Mr. Jordi Alba.
Ooh. Oh, that is a great
pick. Yeah, that's a great pick.
Yeah, absolutely. He is a phenomenal pick. And I'll cross him off my depth chart now, too. So that's that. All right, Jim, your ninth pick.
All right, I'm going for the Roman nightmare. The master of disaster.
Uh-oh.
The man with more neck tattoos than anyone. Radha Nainggolan.
Hey, Nainggolan.
You know, I let me cross him off my depth chart too, even though I've had that kind of all solidified. Nainggolan was actually, I ended up taking Kroos, and I was thinking about taking Nainggolan in that spot. So great pick there. Definitely a great pick.
Can I ask you guys a question about Nainggolan?
Sure.
Because I'm really interested to hear what you guys think. I personally think that based overall this season, he's been my favorite. Like, I think he's been the best, if not the best, then at least top three midfielders in the world, Nainggolan. You guys agree?
I agree.
I think he's right up there with Marek Hamšík.
Yep. As a Juventus fan, I agree with you 100% because I hate him. I absolutely hate him because he seems to be in the right spot every single time. And, oh, man, and he's got a motor, Nima, that just does not quit. He is always working hard off the ball. I agree with you 100%. One of the top midfielders, a very, very underrated midfielder in the world, that's for sure. So
the guy, can you believe that Eric Tohir, when he bought Inter, he decided to go for Hernanes instead of Nainggolan? Despite,
I remember that.
I mean, it's like, sums up that guy's presidency pretty well, doesn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. It sounds like he needed another beer. That's what he needed.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah,
that's we'll put that down as a mistake, I guess, right? But yeah,
I think we can do that.
Yeah, definitely. Raja Nainggolan is a phenomenal player, and again, like I said, underrated, very underrated, and just an incredible, you know, person that just works very, very hard in the midfield. So no doubt about it, and a great pick, Jim. So Rob, over to you with your ninth pick overall.
Yep, my ninth pick overall is going to be someone who has, I figured it's best to continue on my defense and pick a player who, you know, has demonstrated why he's one of the best fullbacks in the world year in, year out. and it's someone who I feel is going to be very influential for next year's World Cup. My pick is the Brazilian left back, Marcelo.
He's a great pick.
Mm, yeah, good pick.
Yeah, you know, I was looking at my formation. I need a right midfielder, and I'm almost thinking to myself, you know what? I was going to throw Vidal over there and throw Marcelo into his spot just because I'm the coach and I can. But Marcelo is a phenomenal player. And I still may do something like that, you know, thinking about it. Because I could take Vidal and throw him over onto the right side of the pitch because he has played both sides. So I think I am going to do that because I don't like my other options at right midfield. So since I have two picks in a row here and I only have three picks left, so I will be picking with the very last pick. And since you guys already took goalkeepers, I don't need to pick a goalkeeper yet. So I need a striker, and I need a left midfielder or a left wing back. My left wing back, if it's not the greatest in Marcelo, it's the guy that's been talked about as the most expensive coming up. I'm going to go with, in the left midfield or left wing back, I'm going to take Alexandro.
Ooh.
I do that over guys like Cesar Azpilicueta, Rafa Guerrero. There were a couple. I was doing a little research on this particular spot on the pitch. And one last position that I have is I have to pick my second striker, which I have not done yet. And I have, and since I won't need one, I can tell you guys, my list, gentlemen, left is Andrea Belotti, Gonzalo Higuain, Edison Cavani.
But I thought Joe. I'm sorry. I thought you had two strikers, Dybala and Suarez.
No, I'm playing Dybala in the attacking midfield position.
Ah, okay.
See, I've got him as my playmaker.
Ooh.
So and technically, I could do that. I could do that. I could move him into that other strike. You know what, Rob? You bring up a I'm not. I'm sticking with Dybala in that spot, and I am taking as my other striker Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang.
You motherfucker.
Hey, Rob almost talked me into it. I'll tell you what I was going to do it after everybody picks. You know, of course I pick the longest names in Otterfield and Aubameyang, so to write them down is a little lengthy. But, Rob, it's over to you for your 10th pick.
Right. No midfield is complete without someone supporting Verratti on the left. And I think it would be right to have a smart midfielder. I'm going to pick someone who clearly is becoming one of the best center midfielders in the world. He's obviously, for me, very talented. And just watching him every weekend and even in the Champions League just mesmerized me to pick him, which is why I'm picking Bayern Munich's Thiago.
Ooh, great pick. And had an incredible season this year. Wow, that is a fantastic pick, Rob. So I don't know if you gents have anything to add to that. I can't add much.
It's a great pick. Yeah, it's a great pick.
Yeah. Yep. So, Jim, yours.
Yep.
Number 10 for you,
so,
sir.
I still need a striker.
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm. And I can't believe he's still on the board. Nope. So I'm going to take the obvious choice here. Rob, do you want to guess who it is?
I mean, yeah, why not? Karim Benzema?
Nope.
No. It's,
no idea.
I think it's on the South American continent.
Oh. Yes, it is.
Yeah. I think the guy that you're going to take probably came into camp a little heavy this year, but...
Yes, he did.
Yeah, certainly scored a few goals, though.
Definitely.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. So
owns the Serie A scoring title, maybe? Yeah,
well, he did last year.
Maybe a favorite of Nima?
Maybe.
Yeah.
No. Maybe not. Maybe a favorite of Joe.
Yeah, I would certainly appreciate him.
Mr. Gonzalo Higuain.
Mr. Gonzalo Higuain. There you go. Yeah. I can't believe I didn't take him, but I rate Aubameyang over Higuain.
Well, so did I, but you took the bastard.
So, Nima, you've got 10 and 11, your last two picks of this draft.
Yeah, I was going to I'm going to stick to the FIFA rules in the sense that I'm not going to play players out of position. So I'm going to go with my two wingers to complete the trident up front with Ibra. On the right-hand side, I'm choosing a player who I really hope comes to Inter this summer, and he's been rumored to Inter as well. It's Mr. Angel Di Maria.
Ooh, great pick.
I rate him low. I'm just not a fan.
I like him. I think he's talented. Very talented.
If he's surrounded by the right players, he is phenomenal. He's absolutely phenomenal. So
he played when he was providing crosses for Ibra. Ibra scored like what, a jillion goals.
Yeah.
So I think he'll work well with Ibra.
There's a chemistry there, that's for sure. No doubt about it. And your final pick in this disaster of a draft.
I can't believe Mr. Chelsea hasn't picked this guy, because
I already have two midfield forward advancing players. So you're going to pick Eden Hazard.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Eden Hazard because I think what he provides, I think this guy is phenomenal. And he's shown that he's so versatile in so many different systems. I thought he would have some trouble playing with under Antonio Conte this season, but he's been sensational. I'm going to go with Eden Hazard and Angel Di Maria on each side of Ibra, being fed balls by James Rodriguez, being backed up by Pogba and Casemiro, with Mr. Neuer in goal, Philipp Lahm, Mats Hummels, Chiellini, and Jordi Alba. That's my starting 11.
Oh, that is
So let me ask you, Nemo.
Yeah.
Is that better than Neymar and Messi supporting Higuain?
Well, I'm gonna have Jose Mourinho tactics.
No,
so you can ask.
No.
You can ask how Neymar and whatever you name those players you named, how they felt when Mourinho completely neutralizes them by parking the bus, the boat, and the plane.
There's a lot.
That's my point. Yeah.
That's an awful large bus.
I'm just saying, I've got Neymar and Messi supporting Higuain.
Well, they need to get the ball, and they need to be able to do something with the ball. But when I've got my compact defense basically nullifying them, you can have the ball as much as you want with your back against the goal.
Jim, the only worry is that if they're wearing their Argentinian jerseys, you might be in trouble. If they're wearing,
I'm not wearing the Argentinian jersey. I'm wearing the jersey of Chelsea.
Then you are very dangerous. You are very well. You know, the blue kind of blinds those guys. It's a lighter blue, but it blinds them a little bit. So.
No. I'm wearing royal blue. I'm wearing Chelsea blue.
You're gonna have to make sure they're wearing. I would go with the third kit.
And you know, I've got Boateng, Silva, and Felipe Luis back there supplying. Hey, man. I think I'm going to kick your fucking ass. Well,
you can certainly dream about doing it, because I think that's what's going to happen most of the time. It's going to be a dream, just like the Champions League dream for Juve. It's going to be a dream.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, I am not a Juventus fan. Trust me.
No, true.
I'm a Napoli fan. And Serie A, I'm a Napoli fan.
Yeah. This is going to get ugly. Jim, your final pick, sir. What do you got?
Oh, final pick. So I need a defensive midfielder.
Yep.
Yes, you do.
Nemanja Matic.
Ooh, Nemanja Matic. Wow. All right. And Nemanja Matic. So if you want to give me your rundown by position there?
All right. So I got Messi and Neymar.
Yep.
On the forward wings.
Yep.
Right.
I got Jerome Boateng. I got Thibaut Courtois in goal.
Yep.
I got Alaba and Isco on the wings. I got Luis Silva and Nangolan, Higuain, and Matic.
That's right.
There you go. So that's the 3-4-3 for Mr. Jim. So, Rob, you've got your 11th pick. What do you got?
Right. The only position that I'm missing is the right back. And, you know, it's kind of hard to find a good right back in the world. We were obviously talking about a player like Marcelo and obviously for what Nima has is Alaba and Philipp Lahm, the great Philipp Lahm. But I'm going to pick a player who, you know, has constantly demonstrated for various teams and various seasons why he will continue to be one of the best fullbacks in the world. Someone who was clearly instrumental for Juventus going to the Champions League final. It's Mr. Cool himself, Dani Alves.
Dani Alves, who's going to probably Alves. End up in City. That's a great in a couple pick. Days. Yep, absolutely. So, Rob, give us your rundown on your 4-3-3.
Absolutely. In goal, I have Gigi Buffon. My center backs are Sergio Ramos and Gerard Piqué. My fullbacks at left back is Marcelo. In right back is Dani Alves. In my center mids are going to be Thiago, Verratti, and Gareth Bale. And my forward lines are Antoine Griezmann on the right, Cristiano Ronaldo on the left, and Robert Lewandowski as the striker.
That's a fierce strike force, I think. That's a really, really good strike force.
So, all right.
I'm not scared of you.
So before I pick my
final... Bad for them because they're going to get knocked out before the final. So I feel bad that these good players aren't even going to make the final.
They're not going to earn their check, I know. So before I pick my final final spot, because I just have to pick a goalie. That's all I got left. I just wanted to give you guys real quick my board, what's left on my board for players, and see what you guys think. All right. So for strikers, what's left on my board is Andrea Belotti at Torino, and a guy that I'm surprised didn't get picked, Edison Cavani, who, if I remember right, led all strikers in goals this year.
In Europe, and all of Europe.
In Europe, yeah. And
he's a pussy.
So in my midfield, and this was the move I was going to make, with the whole Vidal thing and moving Dybala to striker and picking a different attacking midfielder. I was going to do that, and I was going to take Luka Modric, who's still on my board. Okay. David Silva's still on my board. Andres Iniesta is still on my board. Arjen Robben, Timo Bakayoko, Carlos Sanchez, and Gary Medel are all on my board, as well as defensive midfielders, because I knew I needed a couple of them. Defenders, I still have Marquinhos as a central defender on my
soft
board. Yeah, soft. But he's quick, you know, and he's young, so I rate him as a decent defender. The wingbacks on the right side, I still have Matteo Darmian, Serge Aurier, Danny Carvajal on the right side. On the left side, I still have Rafa Guerrero and Cesar Azpilicueta as left wingbacks that you could have used as well. Those are guys still on my board that didn't get drafted, which is amazing. You know, we've picked 43 players so far, and those guys are still off the list, which just goes to show you the depth that we have in Europe and how much fun it is to watch soccer on Sundays and Saturdays, no matter what league you're watching. So, with the
I
still have Coutinho, Alexandro.
No, Alexandro.
Coque. Carvajal, Coque, Carvajal, Sandro. I'm repeating myself. Sanchez, Alexis Sanchez. Did he get picked?
Alexis Sanchez.
No,
did get picked
I was going to say because he's on my list. I have I have Sergio Aguero and Diego Costa left on my list. I have Alexis Sanchez and Dani Carvajal as well.
Yeah, Rob, how about you?
Kylian Mbappe?
Yeah.
Iran? Donnarumma? Ter Stegen? I mean, there's a lot of guys. De Gea?
Well, I didn't pick my goalie yet.
Oh, okay.
So the goalies are still on, the goalies are still live. Rob, how about you? Who do you got left on your list?
Well, I'm afraid that you're going to pick this one, but one of my players that I haven't been taking are Ter Stegen. I have Keylor Navas in goal, and some other players such as Bernardo Silva, some players like Harry Kane, Coutinho, Dele Alli, and just Alexis Sanchez, and you know, just a few of those players. But it's incredible how big in depth that you can go into on the attacking players. But once you go back, it gets kind of short. In a way.
Yeah. I had already written down my goalkeeper, so whatever you guys say won't influence me. My goalkeeper is David De Gea. When I started working on my draft,
that's a great choice.
I literally wrote down four goalkeepers. I wrote down Neuer. I wrote down Courtois. I wrote down Buffon, and I wrote down De Gea. And I knew I didn't need to write down more than four goalkeepers because there are only going to be four of them chosen. So I didn't need to look past that. I thought about guys like Donnarumma. I thought about guys like Keylor Navas. I even thought about a guy that I particularly rate high, although I don't think he had as great a season as he normally does. And Nima, you're familiar with him, Samir Handanovic. He's a phenomenal goal. Roman Berkey's another guy that I would have considered as well. So there's, Ter Stegen, Kevin Trapp is a decent goalie at PSG. So there's a lot of them out there. But I knew I didn't need to go past these four goalkeepers. And once you guys took, I let you guys pick the goalkeeper for me. So once
I basically wrote down three goalkeepers and then sketched others. I wrote down Neuer, De Gea, Courtois.
Yeah.
And then sketched.
Okay. And then
that was it.
Yeah. So, for my team, the way I have my team now set up, I have De Gea in goal, my back three of Diego Godin, Leo Bonucci, Toby Adderweireld, my defensive midfielders of N'Golo Kante and Toni Kroos. My wingers are Alexandro and Arturo Vidal, surrounding Paulo Dybala as attacking midfielder with strikers of Luis Suarez and Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. I like my chances. I do like.
I'm just really surprised because I had these guys on my draft list as well. The king of assists, Mr. Mesut Özil, has not been picked, as well as Kevin De Bruyne has not been picked. And David Silva.
That's fake stuff. No, that's fake news.
I actually had De Bruyne on one of my original lists. I didn't transfer him over to my main list that I brought with me to the show. But man, I didn't even think of a guy like Mesut Ozil. I did. Man, like I said, it's amazing how many quality players we've got out there that we can, do this with. So Rob, I think what we'll probably do is, again, we're going to simulate these matches. And
I was going to ask you something. How does that work? Is it going to be like where these four teams play each other home and away, and then there's a semifinal? How does the playoff work?
No. I'm going to pay the guy off.
Rob, go ahead.
Spoken like a true Napoli fan.
That's right.
Rob, exactly.
Rob, you got it, or you want to explain?
No, it's up to you. It's up to you.
No. What's your point, Nima?
No, I'm wondering, is it going to be like they play each other home and away, and then depending on the end of how the league ends, the first team plays the fourth and the second plays the third in a best out of five. You know what I mean? I was just asking about the format.
What we're going to do is we're going to do home and away of the four teams, like you said, and then from there we'll have a determination of first, second, third, and fourth place, and fourth will play first in a knockout match, and second will play third in a knockout match, and the two winners will go to the final, and then we'll have a champion.
Okay. So no home and away stuff.
No, home and away first.
To determine
position, and then
okay.
Semifinal and final.
Cool.
So, yeah, that'll do it. So gentlemen, we'll get this posted up, and of course, I want to thank all three of you for joining me tonight, and I had a great time thinking about this this draft all day for the past couple of days, and had a great time doing it. So I really do appreciate it. So
I wanted to ask you: should we get the listeners to send us their top 11s using a hashtag on Twitter this week in football? TWIF.
TWIF. Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, we can do that. We can when I post the link on Twitter tonight. I'll post. Send us your starting 11 using TWIF as the hashtag, and then we can see what listeners put out there for us. It'll be great to see what else. Of course, they don't have to draft anybody, but so their teams will probably be a little stronger. But interesting to see what they'll have to say as well. So for those of you listening to the podcast, use the hashtag TWIF, and we can see what you guys have got out there for. You're starting
and
11.
Send it to at these footy times.
Yeah.
And other hashtags perhaps.
At Semper Inter, right, Nima?
Yeah, at SemperInter.com.
Yeah. And at Low Limit Football. And it'll be great fun to see those teams come up as you guys send them in to us. So, Nima, SemperInter.com, thank you very much for coming on tonight. Jim Hart.
It's been a pleasure.
Always a pleasure having you on. Jim Hart, These Football Times, great work you guys are doing there. Keep an eye out for the Mexico issue. Make sure you get your hands on that.
Yeah, shit, yeah, man. Our Mexico issue is gigantic. Please buy it.
And Mr. Rojas, thank you again, as always, for joining me and guiding me through the football
Give
world.
Her a shout-out before we go. Can I just give a shout-out before we leave? I just want to give two shout-outs. Number one, to the fantastic job you guys do at Low Limit Football. I absolutely love your podcast.
I love it, too.
Brilliant.
Man.
And also to you, Jim, I think These Football Times is one of those, like, magazines that, like, that's this kind of stuff I used to read growing up that got me into like, football journalism to begin with. So I really urge everyone listening to get a subscription on These Football Times. Worth every penny.
Yeah, agree.
Nima, I love you. Will you gay marry me?
Well, yeah, but yeah, definitely. It's legal now in the States, isn't it?
Well, it depends on where you are.
State, yeah.
We can
smoke pot and get gay married and all kinds of stuff in my state.
This is going
gay
down,
orgies though. And gay marriage. Sounds great to me.
Yeah, shit. I'm heterosexual, but I'd marry you.
All right, gents. Thank you very much for joining us tonight and keep an ear out for the pod. Thanks, Ben. Have a good night.
Ciao.